You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're up here in Canada, and Kathy Mondaut is down in Phoenix, Arizona, where it doesn't snow very often. But, Kathy, you know, you lived in a wheelchair for a year. I mean, some people live in it for a lot longer. They have to use them for a lot longer than you did. You really, it's an amazing story about how your back was able to heal up and you were able to get some feeling back. But what about for people that, how many people are there in the States and Canada that don't, that are using wheelchairs, for example?
I can't be specific, to be honest with you, Dave, on numbers in Canada, but I can tell you that overall, in just in the United States, we have 3.5 million people that are in wheelchairs.
And I'm extrapolating and saying that probably 10% of, you know, the population is of Canada. Canada is 10% of the population of the U.S., so probably 350,000 in Canada, anyways.
Or more
that are using, you know, that are bound, you know, wheelchair bound.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that, you know, that able-bodied people don't know, don't realize about what goes on in wheelchairs in terms of, like, having to move or pressure sores or those kind of things? What's happening?
Okay, number one, when I first started making my wheelchair seat covers, I used a 3-inch high density foam cushion. And I found that was more comfortable to me than a gel pack cushion. Okay, I did have someone give me one of those, but it seemed to bother me more that I was, you know, closer down towards the bottom of the wheelchair, the seat of it. The other thing that is amazing, okay, and people don't realize, is that when you're in a wheelchair, there is a very high theft rate of people, believe it or not, that will steal from either your backpack or, you know, these little bags that people carry on the, motorized scooters and things like that.
Sorry, Kathy, you're saying that if I'm sitting in a wheelchair, chances are somebody's going to steal from my backpack.
I'm not saying chances are. I'm just saying there is a high ratio of people that are in a bank line and they're in a wheelchair and somebody reaches into their, you know, backpack or whatever it is that they have hanging on the back of the wheelchair, whether it's mail, whether it's debit card, wallet, books. It doesn't matter. It happens. And it happens, I'm not going to say frequently, but I mean, I've heard of cases here just in Phoenix where, you know, we've had people knocked over in their wheelchair, okay, knocked over literally, and they've stolen from the person's backpack, okay, and left the person laying on the ground. I'm not saying this happens all the time, Mr. Fuller, but these are things that people that are in wheelchairs have to look out for. And that's where I designed and patented wheelie styles, which has a security pocket to it. It's a zippered, everything is zippered on our unit. So you can take the foam out, you can wash your wheelie styles. It also comes with arm covers for on your arms, because when you are in a wheelchair, there's not going to be a person out there that's going to disagree with me. You're going to get sores on the bottom of your arms from the leather or the material that the wheelchair has on the arms of the wheelchair, unless it's what we call an armless wheelchair, an athletic wheelchair.
Why is that? Where
there's no arms.
Why are people getting sores on their arms there?
Well, because you're constantly, you know, rolling the wheels to the wheelchair and your arms go on the sides all the time. So the one story that, and it's not a story, it really happened to me, was I was in a Joann's fabric store and there was an older couple there and the woman was in a wheelchair. The man was looking for a pattern or something, and this was years ago, okay, for him or to have something made for his wife, for her. The arms of the wheelchair literally were like cracked open. They cracked the material, and so her arms were all sore. So he saw my wheelchair, my Willie Styles, and asked where, you know, I got it from. And this is what, this is the main reason why I decided to do this, is because when I actually met with these people, and I went with this woman, we went through the store, she, you know, chose her fabric. I came home, I made two sets of Willie Styles. I met them, and of course, I didn't charge them. They're an older couple. They paid for the material, and I just created a Willie style for her. And the woman looked at me in tears, and the husband was in tears, and they said, "You made my day. You know, you made my entire day. You made me smile. If I can make one person smile every day by, you know, one of our Willie styles getting out there, or one of our Willie expressions, or some of our other products get out there, and we make someone smile, I'm happy. You've made my day."
Kathy, how much more difficult is it to live in a wheelchair than it is to be able-bodied? Like, what have you noticed since you're able to walk around again? You know, what's the difference?
No one notices difference in widths of doors. Now, you know, the older buildings, they're still, you couldn't get a wheelchair through them. Everything, your entire life changes, where you go in and out of malls, where you go in and out of restaurants, how you get in and out of a restaurant, how you get in and out of a vehicle. The vehicle has to be made, you know, to be able to accommodate your wheelchair, whether it's put onto the back or it's electrically done inside, you know, into a van or something like that. Just the fact that you can't reach up into your kitchen cabinet and get a glass, that everything has to be at the height that you would be able to reach to get, whether it's below things sitting on the counters in the kitchens, in the bathrooms, your entire life changes. Hmm. My life changed for 13 and a half months.
What, Kathy, what do you hear from people that, you know, use your products? What do you hear most often?
They love it. They've told me, you know, and we've had testimonials and people. I've been making these for over 10 years, but we started marketing them and putting them out just a couple years ago because we've, you know, been selling, and there's been such an interest, a high interest. And then, you know, we decided people are, the amount of walkers that are being bought and purchased, you know, that people need bags for those and for rollators and other items that we make. But it's been like 3 years that we've been manufacturing them, but I've been making them for a long time, over 10 years. Mm. So, people love them. They say that it improves their thoughts for the day. It improves their mood. They feel like they're a fashionista. You know, they can go out and feel good about themselves. It cheers people's spirits up, and that's what it's all about. You know, if you have to be in a wheelchair or a walker or a rollator, you want something to happen in your life that's going to make you feel better about being in that wheelchair.
There's a man in our community here that was in a wheelchair for a long time. I think he had MS. And mm-hmm. He used to go around, and he used to have like a Ziploc on the back of his wheelchair, and it had his wife or somebody, or he'd maybe type out some saying for the day and have it posted up on his wheelchair, and you'd see him moving around town, and it would change every day. And I look forward to, you know, seeing
what mood he was in that day.
Exactly. And it'd be interesting if, I mean, if you had something like that. I mean, nowadays you could do a digital something, but, you know, that you could put on the back.
There's so many new things, Mr. Fuller, that are coming out every day that, you know, this is just a start of our product line. You're welcome to go online and see our products. It's Cyber Monday. People are going crazy. But, you know, we have products for people that are also non-wheelchair, but walkers and rollators. And if you have crutches, you know, you can call the company. We make crutch covers. We make slings. I'm not stopping. It's like I'm going crazy as I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. And I love doing what I'm doing. I'm making people smile.
Right. Do you ever regret that you didn't go back into...
landscaping?
Yeah. Yes, landscaping.
Yeah. I always loved landscaping, but this is totally different. This, you're making people's lives change. You're making them smile when they didn't smile before. You know, you do someone's front yard and they're happy and, you know, people notice it and they go, oh, great job, or beautiful pool. That goes away after a while. But you know what? Being in a wheelchair and making people smile and making their lives easier and happier for them, that never goes away. That feeling never, ever goes away for me.
It sounds like you found a passion in life.
I found my path. I know what I want to do for the rest of my life.
And Kathy, do you think that, you know, having an accident and being in the hospital, it really enabled you to see different? And does that happen to a lot of people that are in wheelchairs?
You know, I don't know what the ratio is as far as accidents. I have a girlfriend from high school who I respect so much, and she has MS, and she's moved from Pennsylvania now down to Florida. And her life changed in her early 30s, late 20s when she found out. And I'll tell you, she raised two wonderful girls. Both went to college. She's brilliant. Her husband was, I think, a congressman or something like that back in Pennsylvania, or, you know, he had something to do in politics. And her life has always changed. And we've talked about it. And, you know, my life went back to normal, whereas her life, it gets worse as you go on in certain diseases. And she's doing okay, you know. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl, and just a great family. And I just respect her so much, and I have... there's such a passion there that, you know, she never stopped. She never gave up. She had children. She raised them. She put them through college, she and her husband. And, you know, people's lives can change. I think that what you do with your life is up to you. And you can either make it something that is going to make you proud. And I will be honest to say that my life has changed, and I am dedicated to, you know, Wheelchair Solutions and our team, you know, our family, we call it, of people that are involved. But I know that being in a wheelchair changed my life. Definitely.
Kathy, we're right out of time, and I just want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been amazing talking to you. The website, again, is wheelchair-solutions.com.
It's wheelchair-solutions.com, and our phone number is 1-800-839-6577. And you can call that number, leave a message for me, or put my name in front of the website, and I'll get an email, and I'm happy to answer any questions for anybody.
Kathy, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thank you for having me, and stick up with that weather. At least you've got the snow. We've got the heat.
Thanks for rubbing it in. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Lenka about healthy food choices.